السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن والجنة الكافر. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this world is a prison for a true believer, and it is a paradise for the disbeliever. Now, we must understand this hadith sharif, that generally, if a person is put into prison, then this is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. When a person is put into prison, that means he has been convicted of a crime. Right? So then it is a disgraceful thing that he has to go to prison because of his crime. So when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in this hadith sharif that the dunya is a prison for a believer, this is not referring to disgrace. It's not referring to disgrace. And it doesn't mean that it is honor for the disbeliever. What this hadith sharif is referring to is that in a prison you have restrictions. In a prison you have laws. For example, when a prisoner enters the prison, so they take all his possessions away. Everything of his is taken away. Then he is given the prison clothing. So I don't know now what is the color, but the last time I went to the prison, for the C-Max prisoners, the color was orange. And it's like orange overalls, you know. And on it is stamped, prisoner, prisoner, everywhere. Right? Now, whether the prisoner likes orange color or he don't like orange color, right? Whether he likes that it's written there prisoner or not, he just has to wear it. Whether he likes the fit, he don't like the fit. Whether he likes the style, he don't like the style, he just has to wear it. He got no choice in the matter. They will just give him that set. He must just put it on and that will be his clothes. Right? Then when he goes in, they will show him the toilet, they'll show him the bathroom. So he has to just accept that toilet and bathroom, whether he likes it, whether he don't like it, he'll have to use it. Then they will give him his schedule. See, this time in the morning the siren will go. You make sure you are standing by your prison cell, bed is made and you're standing there. Then you go for breakfast. So breakfast time too, whatever is served, he just have to keep quiet. He can't put a request. I want to eat this and I want to eat that. Whatever is given to him, he just has to eat it. And wherever it's served to him, he'll have to just eat it there. Right? The same with lunch, the same with supper. Then they will tell him that certain time of the day you have to come out of the cell and go in the sun. Now he can't say that, no, you know what, I don't feel like going out. He just has to follow the routine. He has to go out that time. And when they ring the buzzer, then he has to come back in. Then his bedding also. What they provide for him, what kind of mattress they give him, what kind of blanket they give him, whatever color they painted the cell, he just has to just use it. Right? Then he is also restricted with regards to his movement. Right? Most of the time he is just in the cell. Certain time he gets to go out. Certain time he gets to do some exercise. And then he has to come back. Now if he feels like taking a stroll outside, he can't take a stroll outside. Then he is restricted with regards to what calls he can make. He only allowed, depending on his crime, he only allowed so many calls for the week for this many minutes. Finish. Right? Then he is restricted with regards to how many visitors he can get. Right? Now, even if the visitor is his own wife, he can't even touch her hand. There's a glass separating him and her. If he is a CMAX prisoner, he's on this side, she's on that side, and then there's one phone. She must pick up the phone, he pick up the phone. Now they talk over the phone because the glass is thick. You can't hear the voice properly, so you talk over that, like a, what they call those things? Intercom. Intercom. It's like an intercom. You talk over that. So sometime now, the wife, she wants to embrace her husband, she can't do anything. At most, she can put her hand on the glass. He put his hand on the glass. He is feeling the glass, she is feeling the glass. Nothing else. And then, when the time is up for the visit, move it up. You can't say, oh, give me 5 minutes more. Time is up, out. Right? So, the prisoner has to follow rules. Whether he likes it or not, he has to live his life by those rules. Understand? So in that aspect, this world is a prisoner for the believers. That for us in this world, we have to follow rules. We can't sleep when we feel like sleeping, wake up when we feel like waking up, no. We have to sleep when Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to sleep. We have to wake up when Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to wake up. Then we can't dress how we want to dress. We have to wear the uniform that Allah Ta'ala has stipulated for us. But Allah Ta'ala in His mercy, He didn't give us orange overalls with prisoners stamped on it. He just gave us guidelines. Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us guidelines. Let's see. This portion of your body needs to be covered. Right? This is the type of clothing, loose kind clothing, whatever the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we follow those guidelines, now whether somebody wants to wear a white one, somebody wants to wear a cream one, if he's out of the madrasa, he wants to wear a dark blue one, whatever color, whatever color makes him happy, no problem. Somebody wants to wear this kind topi, somebody wants to wear that kind topi. Somebody wants to wear this kind topi. No problem. Long as you're wearing topi. Somebody got tawfiq, he wants to wear amama. He can wear amama also. So Allah Ta'ala has left it very flexible. Allah Pak has made it flexible. But there are certain restrictions. Comes to our eating, we can't just eat anything. We can only eat that which is halal, better if it is tayyib. But even in that halal tayyib, there's more things that are halal than things that are haram. More, if you think about it, take meat. What is halal? Count how many things are halal. Sheep you can eat. Goat you can eat. Beef you can have, right? So mutton you can have, beef you can have. Chicken you can have. Fish you can have. Then you want to eat buck, go eat buck, no problem. How many different types of buck is halal for you? You can eat it. You want to even eat zebra, you can go eat it. You want to eat rabbit, you can eat the rabbit. You want to have a guinea fowl, you can eat the guinea fowl. You want to have a duck, have a duck. Whatever, so many things, but just don't duck namaz. But you can eat. How many different things Allah Pak has kept is halal? You can eat it. What you can't eat? Khinzir. Predators. Right? Few things Allah Pak made haram. More things are halal. Understand? If you take also things to drink, so many things Allah Ta'ala has given us. Choice. Juices. whatever, different flavors, what you want to drink, you can drink. Only you can't drink sharab, haram things you can't. The haram things are few. The halal things are more. What you can wear is more. Just it must, the dressing must be in line with sunnah, in line with modesty. Right? So more things, Allah, everything that is a necessity for our body, a desire for our body, Allah Ta'ala has given us a way. A man has got a desire, Allah Ta'ala has allowed him to get married. He can't commit zina, he can get married. The prison of the dunya, the man can't, even if he's married to, he doesn't have access to his wife. Here Allah Ta'ala said, no problem, you can get married also. So everything Allah Ta'ala has given us options, He has given us choice, but just live your life within the parameters of the Sharia. At the end of the day, there are rules, and we can't overstep those rules. The deception is that Shaitan, he makes us think that enjoyment is only in the breaking of those rules. If I don't break the rules, I can't have enjoyment. That is the deception of the devil. If you look at how many things Allah Ta'ala has made permissible, so many things Allah has made permissible, so many things you can eat, so many sceneries you can look at, all is permissible. You see beautiful, beautiful birds flying in the sky, beautiful flowers, mountains, sunrise, sunset, water you look at, waterfall, all is permissible to look. But Shaitan tells him, if you don't look at pornography, you can't enjoy your life. You must look at pornography. If you don't look at pornography, oh, your life is boring. So many things a person can do. He can get sawab while he's doing. He can make khidmat. Khidmat e khalq. To make khidmat of the creation of Allah Ta'ala is such a big ibadat. Such a great ibadat. My Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanaji Sahib, Dawan Barakatuh, one day I went to see him, and Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he don't waste time, you know. His life is very structured. Every moment of the day, he got something and something that he is doing. So you feel hard to go and disturb him, you know, because he is a busy person, you know, his day is structured. So when I went to see him for something, not that I go often, should be going more often to meet our asatiza. Allah forgive us for the shortcoming. But I went to see him one day. So he was busy with one kitab. So when I went in the office, then he closed the kitab and then he turned his attention to me. So I said, Musa, make maaf, you know. Make maaf. You masroof, busy. So he said, no. You mustn't ask for maaf. It's a khidmat e khalq. To see to somebody's need, that is a very big ibadat. Our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also used to always say this. People saying they're bored. Just adopt this khidmat e khalq. You won't have no time. You make khidmat of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, you won't have no free time after that. So, just that one thing, khidmat-e-khalq, so much a person can do. Then there's so many other things that a person can do, even if he doesn't want to do anything intense, permissible. He can ride a horse. He can do some archery. He can do some swimming. He can take a nice walk. So many things he can do, Allah Ta'ala has kept. But no, if I can't watch TV, oh, then finish. My life is like I'm dead. Just a deception of the devil. If I can't play PUBG, then oh, finish. Khalas now, my life is finished now. Then if you look at relationships, you can have a strong relationship with your family members. You can have strong relationship with the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. You can go to visit your family. You can make khidmat of your parents. Your own siblings. How much muhabbat do you have for your own siblings? How much time do you take out for your siblings? Right? Now all that is there, but no, if I can't talk to her, oh, then I'm dead. Nara commit suicide. Finish. So the few things what we are not allowed to do, Shaitan makes it in our mind that that's the only thing you can do. If you can't do that, then oh, your life is boring. But if you really look at it, Allah Ta'ala has kept so many things. But you see, Shaitan, the way this media and fashion and all these things, the way they do it, that those haram things are highlighted. And that becomes like the in things. So if you're not doing those haram things, then you're out of it, you're out of it. So we mustn't worry about that. We must remind ourselves of this hadith sharif. That, Ya Allah, this world is my prison. But it's such a beautiful prison to you. You have so easy restrictions for me, right? And then if I go through this prison, like a prisoner, he goes through, he serves his sentence. Then if he's on good behavior, he comes out on parole. He comes out on parole. Now, to understand the parole for the believer, you see, when a person, he is trying to come onto Shariat and Sunnah. So initially he finds it difficult. First there's the excitement. Then the excitement goes away. Then comes the Mujahada. You see, you get sometimes students, they're very excited at home, they're coming to Madrasa. They went and bought their clothes, sold new kurtas, bought their bucket, so many things, the stocks, everything. The new bag they got, they're all excited. They told all the aunties, uncles, granny, everybody, bring Madrasa. Nana too took out one note and gave him. Daji gave him something. Everybody is happy, excited. Right? So first he's all excited. After that we come Madrasa. Now comes the Mujahada now. Now he's crying. Now I'm missing home. Now I'm this. Now I'm that. Right? But if he rides that storm, you see, if he doesn't fall down, if he rides that storm, right, then what happens? Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. The first weeks, right, is difficult, mujahada. After that, become part of his life. Right? Then, when you meet him when he's 30 years old, he spent 5 years in madrasa, 10 years in madrasa, now he's 30 years old, 35, he left madrasa a long time, 20 years ago he left. He's a father now. Now he meets his madrasa friends. Right? Nice. Hey, those were the days, man. Those were the days. But how many tissues he finished in the first couple of weeks? That's another story. But now he misses the day. Hey, those were the days, man. If only you could get those days back. Those are the best years of my life. So that is the parole. You see, Allah Ta'ala makes it so easy after that, that although you're still in the same dunya, you're making the mujahada, but the mujahada too don't feel so difficult anymore. To protect your gaze is not hard anymore. To stay away from the haram is not hard anymore. Your nafs becomes mutma'inna. Now it becomes difficult for the nafs to commit the guna. That nafs is very uncomfortable in an environment of sin. It doesn't want that environment of sin. Allah makes it easy. That's only the parole. There's still better things awaiting. Just let maut come. Just let death come. And then see what delights Allah Ta'ala has kept. So, this hadith sharif is there, and Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran sharif, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. That is our Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, for you over there, whatever you want, now there won't be no restrictions. In Jannah, there's no restrictions. You can sleep, there's nobody gonna come wake you up. You can eat, the food won't get short. You don't have to stand in a line. Whatever you desire will be there for you. Whatever you want will be there for you. Whatever you ask for, you will get it. The kuffar, even the wealthiest kafir, right? The most wealthiest, he got everything at his disposal. But there's still things he wants he can't have. There's still things that he would want, he can't have it. But the believer, when he goes to Jannat, whatever he wants, he will have. And that will be the hospitality of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's hospitality, then you can imagine what that's going to be. So little bit sabr we have to make. Little bit sabr we make in the dunya. Then Allah Ta'ala will give us whatever we want. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته